Hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self Improvement Project. The seasons are changing. We are experiencing a little bit of a send-off monsoon, I would describe it as, here in Scotland, where we had a wonderful day of sun back on Sunday there, and it meant that we could go to the beach for the first time this year. The beach was obviously busy as we did that, but it was wonderful to almost feel that release of the turn of the year, which is great. I've been pondering and sitting on the idea of a particular question recently. It's one of these where thoughts prompt more thoughts, and I can't define it specifically as one experience or one thing that has happened, but this idea of how whatever we are participating in or in any way we are living, how is that serving us in this moment? And that's the question that I'm going to explore a little bit more of this morning with you. The first thing with service is we automatically think it is ourselves doing a selfless thing. From offering our time, maybe offering our money, maybe offering ourselves to others and to other things, perhaps things beyond us. What I want to do today, I want to think about how do all the things in your life currently serve you? How do your relationships serve you? Do they make you happy? Do they frustrate you? Are there any other descriptions that you would use for how particular relationships make you feel? Now, I want you to take the mindset here for a particular moment, even if it is just for this episode whilst you're listening, is think selfishly here. Think selfishly from this serving me. How, from a pure one person perspective, can I view this as service to me? Now, beyond this episode, I don't want you to be thinking as if the world should be serving you, that entitlement, that eventual victim mentality. But it's important to think about how it gets the best out of you, how it creates a life of joy and worth living for you. The reason that I talk about this and the reason that I am thinking about this is looking at all your different sections of life, it's easy to look back upon things that you have done blindly and it not serve you. I think one of my earliest realizations in life was as soon as you get a job, realizing that it doesn't serve who you are, not just from a values perspective, but perhaps from a lifestyle perspective or a purpose perspective. The impact that you're making, the time percentage that is spent on doing particular tasks is not fulfilling for you. But it encompasses all areas of our life, like I mentioned, relationships, work, exercise. I talk about this as if it's something to dream about, but how it can serve you does also involve the suffering that we have. The things that we don't want to do, but are good for us. As I say this, I'm looking outside in the sideways sleet as I know that I'm going to go for a walk with my dog for an hour because I know that it's good for me despite how horrible it is outside. We need to analyze, look deeper into the choices that we make and how it serves us. Think about the buckets or the cups that you have in your life. You might have come across the analogy of filling up your cups or when you're running on empty and you almost need to spend a bit of time filling up a particular cup. This is the same. How do all of these experiences, how does all of this that you're doing day in, day out, week in, week out, month, year, how does it serve you? The beauty of when it serves you best is that you actually end up turning up for others more so. You are able to be your best self, your happiest self, your most fulfilled, purpose-led self, and you're able to turn up and have a much more positive impact on those in your world. You're not going around bemoaning the things that grind on you every day. You're doing the things that make you feel alive, as I've been talking about recently as well. You're doing the things that can only have positive returns, positive outcomes. There is even this like inside feeling that when you do too much that is selfish, that you need to give back. So even though, to heed my warning at the start around if you are thinking selfishly about this, ultimately you don't have a choice. You're going to end up being selfless about it anyway. You're going to end up becoming this person that turns up, that is the best version, that can have that positive ripple effect on the people and things that matter to you and around you. We need to consider these things. We need to sit down, write out everything in our life that we are doing, and think about how it serves you. This can be quite a difficult task, especially when you're owning up to the things that you take full responsibility for that actually don't serve you. It's painful to realize or to look at these things that you have chosen to do or fallen into choosing to do, to then realize that this isn't how you want to live. This doesn't help you. Especially maybe when you thought it was positive. Also, don't underestimate some of the simple things that you think don't serve you, but actually do. For example, I was talking about that big walk that I'm going to go on after this. It may seem simple. It may seem unnecessary to 99% of people, but I know that it serves me. I know that it makes my life better. How? That's just up to me. Knowing that I'm getting that fresh air and knowing the happiness that it brings my dog, knowing that I'll be out in torrential weather, but afterwards, it'll all be okay. So take some time this week to sit down and, first of all, analyze all the different aspects of your life. And then think about how it serves you. How do these things serve you in this moment in time? How are they going to serve you in the future? If you're exercising a lot and you don't feel like you have the motivation you once did, you maybe aren't as good as you once were. Just think about how exercising is going to serve you in a few years' time. You will only be healthier for it. So I'm going to wrap there today, guys. I hope you have enjoyed listening and thinking about how we can choose. We can choose more of the things that we know will serve us. If you want to write to me, you can always write to me. I would love to hear some examples of things that serve you. Or maybe you've realized don't. Otherwise, guys, I will see you all next time. Cheers.